There's a code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on. Bridge the distance between you and me. There's a list of grievances, 100 miles long. There's a cold of silence, and it can't go on.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. It is October the 12th, 2007. For newcomers, as always, I suggest you look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com for lots of free talks you can download on the past histories of how we got to where we are today and where we're going. And I mentioned the different groups and organizations that are behind it, and there really are organizations, very organized indeed, with foundations backing them up that last for many, many generations. And that's why they can plan something even hundreds of years ago and make it happen. The big builders are at work all the time. For those who speak the other languages of Europe, look into Sentience, Alan Watt, SentienceSentinel.eu, and get the downloadable transcripts in the various tongues of Europe. Now, so much is happening all the time, and people tell me that they're bored. They're bored surfing the internet, which I don't do because I've got so much going on inside my head. The people who are bored going through the internet don't realize that they're being taken on a magical mystery tour, a magical mystery tour where anything is possible because predictive programming moved from the novels into the science fiction movies, into regular movies, and into dramas on television, and now it's into the internet. And some of the biggest sites out there on Atlantis and so on are not run by just little individuals passing the time. You can tell by looking at them that they're big groups of people behind it, because they must keep you mystified. And when you're mystified and intrigued, you get dragged in very easily into possibility thinking, what is possible, and that's called predictive programming. You find that you can go into all areas of what will come, never realizing there are 1,000 directions that humankind could go if they were left alone, but we're guided along a certain path so that the next step and the next step and the next step seems quite logical to us, judging on what we've got already, and that's called predictive programming. A very important term coined by Tavistock Institutes in London that really helped start off this scientific type of technocracy using psychology on vast amounts of people. Now, what they also do is fund novelists, the big novelists that suddenly become famous and are kept up there riding on a blast of hot air for a long time before they fall down. But those novelists, especially in science fiction, the Arthur C. Clarkes and the Isaac Asimovs that churned out all the books on robotics and the interaction of robots that would come with humans and all of this kind of stuff, that's predictive programming again. It's not because they have tremendous imaginations that they do this and they get away with it. It's because they're led in, because they belong to the futurist society. And the futurist society, it's a conglomerate of big foundations, think tanks, who bring in the authors and finance them, tell them little bits of the truth, and tell them to write stories around those truths. I'll be back in a few moments after these messages with more on this particular topic.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Hi folks, Alan Watt back with Cutting Through the Matrix, and just talking about predictive programming and how those things which fascinate us, the imagination, is used against us by dishing us out certain stories with ideas embedded in them that lead to predictability. So when the real thing comes along, we don't think there's anything odd about it. Now, we saw this with Isaac Asimov, who wrote all the books on robots and iRobot, and I think they made it into a movie eventually, and various other ones on the laws of robots. So here again, the lawyers are going to make a killing when they bring in robots with artificial intelligence. So then they always add to them to layers and layers of lawyers with every new invention that comes along. But Asimov's job was to get us used to the idea that these things will eventually be in the workplace, and we've seen that, of course, through the 60s, 70s, and 80s in the auto factories. And they want to bring them into your homes, etc. But now they're going a step further. You see, now that they've successfully pretty well destroyed the family for most people, and even the bonding between generations, that also had to go. That's been very successful, because grandma and grandpa they exit the world rather quickly once they're inside. And we find that the youngsters are brought up by the state. The state gives them their scientifically designed indoctrinations so that any parent that's there will have less inputs to the child. The child will run off the child's back like water off a duck. And that's what Bertrand Russell would refer to when he says the scientific indoctrination from kindergarten onwards will make it impossible to contaminate the child by the parents with their old-fashioned ideas. That's been successful. So everyone's been divided and conquered, you see. And as we all think we're free in the little group that we belong to, that we're in, we're being managed by Big Brother at the top, who's now become the new husband, even. He's a big, powerful husband of the women, for instance. When Bush shouts out that he's going to protect everyone, take away your rights, but protect them, give them free daycare and all this kind of stuff, you just compare what he's saying to what the communist planks were, the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, and it's all been done. Because now the state is Big Brother, he's Big Father too, and no one else can stand against him because there's no group left in the natural fashion to stand up to them. And so they've been very successful with that. They said they'd have to eradicate the family. The men themselves are too busy watching sports and swigging their chemical beers to really take much notice in what's happening around them. You hear that, they're very depressed because they have no function anymore. But here's an article that's come up now to do with robots, because they're looking forward to the next step. You see, before they make the new man or hermaphrodite or whatever it happens to be to take the place of us, and it's to do with creating new robots that will be a sexual partner. Now, you think of all the play toys they introduced and made rather popular among certain peoples over the years, and all the masses of porno on the internet, which they made sure they never liquidated. In fact, that was the first thing anyone heard about the internet. There'd be lots of porn in it to make sure that everybody went into it. And it's still on the go, of course. Heavily funded porno sites, there's no doubt about it. And here's an item from Breitbart.com. I think it's in the Netherlands. And it says Maastricht, Netherlands, October 11th. The University of Maastricht in the Netherlands is awarding a doctorate to a researcher who wrote a paper on marriage between humans and robots. David Levy, or Levy, a British artificial intelligence researcher at the college, wrote in his thesis, Intimate Relationships with Artificial Partners, that trends in robotics and shifting attitudes on marriage are likely to result in sophisticated robots that will eventually be seen as suitable marriage partners. Now, I can remember when all the big dating services started up and they started putting their ads on television and so on, and you just simply punched in supposedly what you wanted and what you were like, and they'd find a suitable marriage partner. Well, here's the end product of it, you see. They're going to give you something that isn't real at all. And so Levy here has got his doctorate on this darn thing that's been given to him, obviously, because he's in the know. I'm sure he'll be related to the guys in Hollywood who gave him a few tips on what to write about for his thesis. Levy's conclusion was based on about 450 publications in the fields of psychology, sexology, sociology. There's lots of ologies around these days, have you noticed? Lots of ologies. Robotics, materials, science, artificial intelligence, gender studies, and computer-human interaction. Very important part, the human and computer interaction. This is the interfacing they've been experimenting with over the years, even from the early days of Aldous Huxley, where they want you to be in the internet, in the matrix itself, and for the outside world, they'll give you a robotic partner. So what they're doing is severing the ties between people all together. That's the real intent of all this. No real human contact. You'll be a battery for the matrix. And it says here, too, to continue, the thesis examines human attitudes towards affection, love, and sexuality. Imagine loving a robot. All I should do is buy them some hydraulic oil once in a while and charge their batteries. Love and Sexuality, and concluded that the findings are just as applicable to human interaction with robots for the future as they are to the relationships between humans of today. And so that's from United Press International. And so here they go with the next step of depersonalization of the individual until we're all dealing just with robots in an awakened state and in a complete fantasy when we're in the Matrix. That's where they're heading with all of this. And it's a step-by-step process that was discussed a long, long, long time ago, because even the old black-and-white silent movies, they made movies about this very thing. And here it is. They never change their agenda. And these characters here, like Levi, they don't dream up this kind of stuff. They're given access to information, just like the writers are given access to information, so they can put the ideas in our heads that somehow it's inevitable. And the more it's parroted by media and gets trendy and comes out through magazines and little documentaries, the more we'll come to think it's a quite a normal step to take until we're totally isolated from every other human being on the planet. And then you're totally conquered. That's been the dream of tyrants for ages. The problem is most of the sheeple, and I'm sure you know lots of them, will go for this kind of thing, a made-to-order robot, the perfect spouse. And as I say, all you need is a bucket of hydraulic oil and a good recharger for the batteries. And no doubt you'll have to rent them and be renting forever. And once you get addicted to whatever turns you on, you won't be able to turn it off. You'll just keep paying and paying and paying because we're so predictable. What a sin, eh? But there you go. It reminds me, too, of the month before September the 11th, the 9/11 deal in 2001, because in the newspapers, for the first time, it mentioned that the annual meeting, the world meeting of the censorship committees, each nation had a censorship committee. Now, I used to think that the censorship committee of your country were the ones who decided what was good for you to watch, supposedly, to keep the old system going. But I was wrong, because it turned out the spiel they had in the newspaper, it said that their job really was to push the envelope by testing how far they could push the public with the next step and the next step and the next step. And the day after they came back from this international meeting, a professor in Canada and a professor in the United States both put articles in different newspapers which were word for word exactly the same. And they said that they'd won the rights for sexual revolution, sexual rights, sexual preferences, and so on. And the next step was for bestiality, of all things. So I'm still waiting to see where the bestiality will get introduced in comedy shows until we all accept it. And they said it was okay as long as it didn't hurt the animal, because animals have rights, you see, under the Earth Charter from Maurice Strong. So it's quite amazing to see how we're managed by these people, and that everything that you think is there for a particular purpose generally is there for an opposing purpose, definitely an ulterior purpose. Now, to get off this topic here, I'm going to go on to this upcoming massive exercise that's taking place in Canada and the U.S. on October the 15th to the 19th. They're run by Homeland Security in North America, and all the other agencies in Europe. And some listener had emailed me details on Chandler in Arizona. It's sort of an attached city to Phoenix, as far as I understand. And Chandler seems to, when you look into chandleras.gov, you'll see all their township info and their spiel on themselves. And it seems to be pretty well a model state or a model city for this homeland-type exercise they're going to have. I'll be back with more on this after the following messages.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Hi folks, Alan Watt back with Cutting Through the Matrix, and just going through the matrix of the new habitat areas, because a lot of people are already in the habitat areas, or some of the areas anyway, and they don't know it yet, because there have been for some years some model cities that have gone along with all the UN proposals and their building techniques and the layout of the roads and their systems with citizens' committees and all that kind of thing. Those regulations and rules contain society, the modern society. And Chandler, in Arizona, as I say, seems to be one of those model habitats where everyone probably thinks they're very free because they can go to the store and do a lot of different things. But in reality, they're one of the main places that have been picked as a model state or city for the homeland security idea of containment. And coming up, if you look into the news section or the news articles from chandleraz.gov, you'll see that they're going to give out free flu shots during this exercise as well. I guess by diverting people off the main highways into a certain area where you'll be patriotic and take this free, what they're going to tell you is a flu shot. And I have it on good authority, too, that the spraying over that particular city is pretty intense now, and I suspect they'll keep that up all through the exercise to make the people more compliant. They'll be doing studies on the people to see how they accept all of this hullabaloo exercise of Homeland Security and all the related response teams that are involved with it. There'll be a lot of psychologists there, I'm sure, observing the condition of the people and just how they react. You probably notice now when you're stopped on the street, you've already been stopped for years with the right programs, the Mothers Against Drunk Driving, that was the method to get that brought in, getting us used to being stopped on the roads when before they had to have a darn good reason to stop you. Now they don't, to do it as a matter of course, especially on long weekend holidays and times like that. And we've been trained step by step by step. So when the military end up on the highways, we'll probably react the same way. At least most people will. They won't even ask questions. That's how laid back people are. But if you spray them enough too, I'm sure they're being tranquilized as well. Because, as I say, that's been discussed by people at the top in high positions of the military, spraying entire cities with tranquilizers in times of emergency to keep them tranquil and stop them from rioting and so on. So I really do suspect that that will be done over Chandler and other cities as well. Now, Chandler, at least Arizona, was singled out during that report that the Pentagon gave out, even though it brings in the whole of the Americas, really, except for most of Latin America. But for some reason, they mentioned Arizona. So I think it's going to get special treatment and be a test center for a lot of different things. So for those in Arizona, I'd appreciate it if you keep your eyes open and note any effects that you feel yourself, like tiredness, bronchial problems, things like that. Does anything really bother you during that whole period or not? And let me know about it. This is amazing what really is going on. And what it seems to be to me as well, is it follows up on a test that was done in some parts of Michigan as well, where some hospitals had their volunteer staff going through decontamination tents recently, a couple of weeks ago. And at the end of that, they also got these particular free flu shots, they told them. It looks to me like they're getting us all geared up for some kind of outbreak, and that can be done so easily. You know, all they have to do on television now is show us the men with the decontamination suits in on carrying a patient on a stretcher in some Hollywood studio somewhere, and we'll all think it's really happening. That's all they really have to do to get us to believe them. And then out come the Homeland Security and all the related associations to contain us. And that's my big fear. I think that's the one that they will use down the road to make us all comply. And under the guise of plagues and all this kind of stuff, they will also direct us where to go for safety. Great way to clear rural areas especially and bring people into the new habitat areas, which will just be the large, overcrowded cities. We do live in a system that's like the Wizard of Oz rules over, and the Wizard of Oz is just a conglomerate of the mass media that take their tunes and play their tunes from the big foundations, the big think tanks, like the Club of Rome, one of the premier ones. We are supposed to simply be downloaded and comply, and most people unfortunately do. We're coming down to the wire now where you have the people who are completely gone. They've never been alive, to be honest with you. And that's what that meant in all ages, let the dead bury their dead. Those who've never been alive will never know really what's happening, and you can't help them. We're back after these following messages. Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight. Fix the poor stay poor, the rich get rich, that's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Hi folks, Alan Watt back with Cutting Through the Matrix, and just going through some of the mind-boggling things we have to contend with today. But as I say, unfortunately, most people are so conditioned, so incredibly indoctrinated from a very early age, massive indoctrination that continues with television all through their lives. And most people will watch 4 hours at least of television per evening, that you'll never snap them out of it. So this war is not between them and anyone else. It's only a war between those who know and those who are doing it and bringing it upon us all. You'll find there are historians who've taught themselves much of this material that I give out. They're self-educated as far as that goes, because the big professors in the universities tend to be, again, hand-picked and selected and belong to the Council on Foreign Relations in the Americas and the Royal Institute for International Affairs in Britain. They know what they're doing. These are the same professors who pick the Rhodes Scholars. They pick the ones who are going to be your future leaders of different countries in the world. These were also the same professors belonging to these same institutions who picked out the guys who became spies and double agents during the Cold War. Because at the very top, you see, the Royal Institute of International Affairs knew that they ran both sides. And the poor saps who became the spies didn't know that. They thought it was all very real. That's what Peter Wright eventually was finding out for himself, and he worked for MI5 and 6. So professors are paid for, bought and paid for. They're in the ivory tower. They have status. They have power. They get applause. And they're not going to give up their big fat salaries by telling the public the truth. That's how carefully constructed the system is. They don't make mistakes by promoting the wrong people to the top in any profession. We must be kept in the dark, and in the dark we certainly are, at least most people are. So the war, as I say, is between the 3% who understand this but don't have any power to sway it into any other direction except what we're doing, and those 3% who run the world and run the moneyed institutions of the world. That's what the war is about. And hopefully we can deflect this. As I say, it's like a big comet coming in. Hopefully we can just hit it in the right place and deflect it off in some other direction. When you see how long it's taken to get this far, which really is thousands of years, because the average person, if they go into Revelations, which is a revealing, remember, you reveal a plan. You don't prophesy a plan. You reveal it. That's why it's called Revelations. They have all of this. They have all of this in Revelations, if you understand the esoteric meanings. Now, we've got a caller from Germany. Are you there?
Hello?
Yes?
Oh, hello, Alan. Thanks for taking my call. My name is Stefan Hartmann. I call from Germany. I just wanted to ask you about something about the importance of symbols, because you talk on different levels, and the one level is normal politics and the things that are going on, and another level is symbols that are encoded in movies and everything. And I just wanted to know, is it really important? Because you don't have to know about symbols to read something like Brave New World. What is the importance of symbols? That is my question.
The importance of symbols is that the symbols themselves are archetypal images. And this is what Carl Jung, if you go into his books on symbology, Carl Jung gave more out to the public probably than any other person. And these archetypal symbols, what it means is that every child in every nation, if you give them a pen and pencil, and paper, they'll sit and scribble pretty well the same types of symbols of stars and circles and so on. And the occult system that runs this use the very same symbols with slight variations here and there. They modify them slightly. But your subconscious mind does recognize these symbols, and they comprise a language of its own. And this language, when you see symbols repeated or given in a certain sequence, act like a language, a spoken language to your subconscious, and they can actually influence your behavior or your thoughts, because Jung himself reduced it down to conscious mind, subconscious mind, and then the unconscious mind. Unconscious doesn't mean totally dead. Unconscious means it's the big sea where all thoughts come from. It's from the unconscious you get your nightmares, where you could do things you would never do in real life, things that would be unthinkable for you to do, but they're dragged up from this big sea, this primeval sea that's in within us all. It's also where the creative ideas can often originate from. So your subconscious or the unconscious even can recognize these archetypal symbols. And those who understand these sciences, because they're very, very old sciences, can put them in sequences and repeat them, and your behavior can be altered or modified just by you casually viewing them on a regular basis.
And I can recognize these signs, then I'm able to deflect that?
Yes, when you are conscious of what they are, you can deflect them. And it takes a bit of practice, but you can actually do it. And it's much easier when you go into the symbols themselves and you understand every level of what they each one means, because they can comprise a whole range of meanings, which alters, again, according to the sequence they're put together in. And when you understand all of the degrees of the symbols, then you become, you have a shield up against their influence upon you, because your conscious mind thinks and recognizes them for what they are. Yeah.
Okay, last question. What about your upcoming book? Are you working on it?
Yeah, I'm working on that. I've been run off my feet with the wood splitting and all this kind of stuff right now. But I'm working on that, and hopefully I'll get it out shortly.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks for calling. Now we've got Robert in Canada. Are you there, Robert? Hello?
Hi, Alan. How are you tonight?
Not so bad.
No, that's good. Robert in Halifax. A couple of weeks ago there, Alan, my girlfriend and I, we hosted a 9/11 truth party. And we had Dr. Bill Deagle for a guest speaker. Mm-hmm. Anyways, after the get-together, we put up some posters in her apartment building, just telling people in the building that we had hosted it and about the website and stuff. And a couple of days ago, we were looking at the posters, and someone had taken, it looked like a nail or something sharp, and they drove it into the wall where the word truth was, the 9/11 truth, and they're putting holes in the word truth. Mm-hmm. It just seems like that the word truth seems to scare people these days.
Yeah, truth, you understand, too, this is a high occultic term, truth. That's why they wrote it into the New Testament as well, and you have Pontius Pilate. Pontius is bridge, remember, and a pilot is one who navigates, the navigator, a Masonic term. And so you find the Pontius Pilate, when asked by Jesus what it meant, what truth was, he says, what is truth? It's in the occult. Kabbalah, even today, that was heavily borrowed from ancient Kabbalah, regardless of what some will tell you. Even E. Wallace Budge, the deciphered Egyptian hieroglyphs, said that Kabbalah was far older, and he'd found that out by studying Egyptology. You'll find that truth doesn't exist as such in the Kabbalah. Neither does good or evil. There's only effects and guidance for those effects. And truth is something. See, truth tends towards morality or human behavior as being moral, and I'm talking about innate morality, not conditioned morality. In culture that we live in today, you'll find it doesn't matter what culture you live in, these are all modernly created cultures, and they could reverse them all the values tomorrow, and those would then become the norm. So to them in the high occult, truth is a dirty word. There's only the effects, and especially the planned and guided effects. Truth is a nasty word because it connotates that somewhere within humanity there's innate good behavior, and they don't want to believe that. They want to believe we're just animals. So I'm not surprised somebody would spike truth.
Yeah, it's just whenever anybody puts the bumper stickers around the universities, a lot of universities here in Halifax, people are tearing them down all the time.
Yeah.
But anyways, also I'd just like to invite your listeners to support you and just support the cause and buy your CD.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So anyways, thank you, Alan.
Thanks for calling. Now I've got Tim in California. Are you there, Tim?
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, excuse me. I think I called in a couple of weeks ago, and I've been listening a lot lately. I had another question. It's not really a question. Something that you spoke of, and I was wondering if I could get maybe a little bit more understanding of it. You talked about one time the power of a thought, and I'm wondering exactly what you meant by that. And can a thought actually be, like, you know, weighed, or does it have a mass to it? What exactly is it? And I'll take the answer off the air.
Okay, I'll start with the latter part there. Can it be weighed and basically scientifically proven? The proof is self-evident, so science can't prove it. They can't weigh it, measure it. So like spirit, they can't weigh. They've tried and they've given some cons out that they could actually weigh spirit. But unless they can empirically prove it and repeat the experiment, they can't prove anything. But what they all admit to is that thought exists. Now, they all have their own various theories about thought. And they do also admit that a thought that is spoken, and this is why that you find in their book, the Old Testament, which is a rule book of a system, you'll find that first God spoke the world into existence. So speaking itself, speaking a thought, because first comes the vague idea, then comes the will to use it, then comes the speaking or the ordering of it. That's all Masonic, and that's where they get it from. It's Genesis, or the gene of Isis, as they call it. And a thought itself can bring whole changes to the whole world, as we've seen with all the great movements that led up to this totalitarian system we're going into in the Hegelian dialectic. So, however, you'll find that people like Professor Arnold Toynbee, who was a top globalist, and he taught the Rhodes Scholars back in the 1930s. There were two generations of Arnold Toynbees, both taught it, I think, at Oxford University in England. In the 1930s, 32, I think, he gave an international speech to the International Workers Association, because they ran left and the right parties from London. And he said that a thought that is pure and intense can be picked up by certain people across the planet simultaneously, who will then take their idea and then bring it into action. So they themselves believe that a thought has a particular force outside of what science can detect. Now, we generally call it basic telepathy, a form that all children have. Children who are our best friends when they're young will often start singing a song at the same verse at the same time, and they'll turn around and laugh at each other. And that kind of behavior is rapidly drummed out of you at school, where you're taught to behave, be quiet, and repeat after me. So they're very afraid of this particular little gift that animals actually have. There's no doubt about it. People who've observed animals in various professions would love to deny it, but they cannot deny that animals sometimes will all meet together at a certain place, even though they live miles and miles apart, and they have no idea how the word gets out and how they just know where to come at a particular time. So animals have this almost as a survival mechanism. I think people have a remnant of it too, some more than others. And the problem is, in this whole realm, don't go into the faker people, the fakeries that are out there. There's too many of them, all playing in the New Age and pretending they're gifted in certain ways. Telepathy itself generally is not something that most people can switch on and off at will. It's not to do just with predictions either. But there's no doubt about it, a thought that's pure. And this goes back to the ancient Greeks, who talked about it as well. Plato, Democritus, and other ones talked about it, that a thought is like a form. They called it a form. The force of the thought they called forms. In other words, an invisible force that someone could put into existence from nowhere, or from somewhere they could never, ever fathom. And once it was formed with a particular idea in mind, it could roam the planet for hundreds of years before it eventually faded away. And they were tremendous believers in these things. And we shouldn't poo-poo the ancient Greeks, because the aristocratic crew that comprised the philosophers in ancient times were certainly not romantics by any means. These characters were definitely empiricists. They studied the sciences. They had tremendous sciences at work in those days. And for them to admit to something like that means that they themselves believe it. And I know that in the high occultic circles, they still believe it today. You'll find that in countries like the U.S. and Canada, the big Masonic groups or lodges are put out in what they call regions. The word region, even for the regionalization of countries, comes from Freemasonry, as does your educational system. They started out too. And they have their big lodges set up in triangles, and they have these triangular meetings on certain nights when they claim at the top themselves that they force their will upon all those inhabitants within the triangle. So whether you believe in it or not, there's no doubt that the ones at the top actually do. So does that help answer your question? I guess Tim's gone. But that's what we're dealing with too. We're dealing with people who have created a form of atheism in society, and yet they actually have a belief within their own groupings, a belief linked to ancient times, to do not just with a form of telepathy, but to do with force. It's always to do with force, directed force, and power. And the three unworthy craftsmen, of course, really refer to yourself. Within yourself, you can have the good craftsman or the unworthy craftsman. You can either be Hermes Trismegistus, or you can be the three craftsmen that destroys the master builder, which is yourself again. And the first thing, of course, is thought. You have to have the thought or the plan, and you have to have action, and you have the proper emotion or intent. If any of them are wrong, the building project will end up in disaster. That's what it all really means. Back after the following messages.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes.
everybody knows.
Hi, folks. Alan Watt back with Cutting Through the Matrix. And just before we end up, I'd like to mention that I'm kept afloat here by people buying the books on the website and the discs or donating. And I should really plug myself with my shameless self-promotion, because otherwise I won't be here very long. And this show was pretty well brought to you by yourselves, for those that contribute and keep it going and get something out of it. I don't go into the hype of terror, terror, fear, fear, fear. I could certainly do so, but I refrain from doing that because there's no point in helping the big boys freeze you into submission through terror. And every day, if you read enough newspapers, there are dozens of articles and bills promoted by different politicians. These bills really are predictable, so nothing shocks me personally. I know the agenda. I know what's to come. So the names that bring particular bills forward for law introduction, they're irrelevant. The names are irrelevant. The people themselves are irrelevant, because if they weren't there, they'd simply pick other ones to put out the same bills. These guys don't run themselves. They're told what to do, and they're just little psychopaths at the bottom. And they want to get a name for themselves, of course. And we are run by psychopaths, unfortunately. They don't see themselves as being deviant. They see themselves as being superior. And they think this system is like the law of the jungle. That's why they have the Lion King. Read Rudyard Kipling's other Masonic works, and The Man Who Would Be King is a classic well worth seeing. But the king of the jungle is the lion. And you'll find as far back as Babylon, it's really the small lion. Lawn is lion, you see. And they've uncovered the walls and the gates of Babylon, and you'll see the two lions at the Lion's Gate, as they call it. London also has the Lion's Gate. At one point it was called that, before it was called London. And the Lion's Gate is because that's where they keep the royalty, the young lions. And this system is ancient. It never really changes. It always has the same descendants at the top, at the helm, navigating the ship. We are along for the ride, and to produce and consume and to bring the great work into being for them, on for their behalf, basically, not for our own benefit. And once our job is over, we're completely disposable. That's what they have lined up for us. Even this little tidbit about the robots, which is nice and funny, and all the rest of it, because there's lots of names. You can imagine your new spouse can be called, like Rust Bucket and all this kind of stuff. But in reality, they're going to phase out the old types of humans that have these diversions of sexuality and contact, because the next type of human won't need those things. You'll be a true Borg, an original bee indeed. Well, from Hamish and myself up here in Ontario, Canada, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.
It's true.